proclamation number 5965 dated the May 23rd, 1954. Awakened preachers. My gospel is certainly proclaimed throughout the whole world, and yet people are still so very distant from me because it is not presented to them in a lively enough way. Consequently, they do not feel the strength which my word is intended to impart on them. Not the mere letter, but the Spirit gives people true life. My Spirit has to be effective in the preacher. Only then will he speak such that his listeners will feel addressed by me. Then they will also accept the strength which will give them life. They will wake up from their former dream state and live their earthly life consciously by striving towards me. As soon as awakened preachers are at work, it can also be expected that an awakening will take place amongst the listeners, and only then will the proclamation of my word be a blessing, whereas the repetition of my words alone will not meet with any response in people's heart, and thus they will bypass their ears without leaving any impression. Hence, an awakened preacher is chosen amongst those who are called, who will never lack spiritual knowledge if he wants to pass it on to his fellow human beings. For he receives from me directly whatever he requires to work for me and my kingdom. He draws the water of life, which he wants to offer his fellow human beings, from the source, and he will indeed be listened to because the soul can sense that it receives my word. The more intimately this proclaimer of my teaching is in contact with me, the more lively he will be able to speak and, driven by my Spirit, the more success he will be able to achieve, and this success will always consist of gaining souls which hand themselves over to me, which have attained a living faith. No lifeless preacher will be able to lead people into life. And preachers are lifeless as long as I myself cannot be present in them, for then everything will only affect the human being's sense of hearing, it will not touch the heart, they will just speak dead words without life, it lacks the life-giving spirit. Yet I know hearts everywhere which are aroused in love for me, which know no other desire but to work for me. And I can be present in such hearts aglow with love and thus speak to people myself, who then listen attentively because they feel my strength, because they feel seized by a power they are unable to resist, who have to love even if they previously had a hostile mind. It will surely be understandable to you that Roman 1, if I speak, will have to have greater success than when a mere person speaks, even if he speaks on behalf of me and my kingdom as well. But I can only speak through a human mouth whose heart has come aglow with love for me. His great love draws me to him and I won't resist such love. I speak, and people feel themselves incapable of resisting me, they'll let themselves be seized by my love and drawn to my fatherly heart. I can only express myself through the mouth of an awakened person, and if all my servants on earth were awakened who proclaim the gospel, there would not be such great spiritual hardship amongst people, and I myself would be able to address them whom they truly would not resist for long. And I have called many to do so. Yet only a few can be chosen as my instruments by me. As shells in whom I can embody myself, through whom my spirit can speak and my strength be transferred onto other people. But wherever it happens, there will be an obvious abundance of blessings, and my presence will not remain hidden from people who accept the gospel due to their faith in me, who, as Redeemer from death and sin, also wants to return their freedom to them again and therefore reveal myself where my name will be avowed before the world. Amen.